Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. Renee Grant Williams is our guest, and it's especially a pleasure to join you when I can bring Renee Grant Williams back on the show. Renee is an internationally known voice coach, and she not only helps people who do what I do, just speak for a living, she not only helps them, folks like that, do a better job of speaking. She also is a very famous voice coach of some very famous singers. She's the author, also the author of Voice Power, Using Your Voice to Captivate, Persuade, and Command Attention. And she's our good friend. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. I love the way you say the title of my book, and Command Attention.
Command Attention. Voice Power. You know, I was telling the audience in the hour previous when I was telling them you were going to be here, that it always makes me a little, I love you, but you always intimidate me a little bit because I don't have a perfect voice. I don't have a great voice. I always listen. I always feel like every member of my brain trust has a better voice than me. And I wonder about this about you. I know people who have perfect pitch. And so, and as you know, the world isn't perfectly tuned.
It's not.
Car motors and ballasts of fluorescent lights and all the noises of the world are not perfectly pitched. And you, for all I know, you may have perfect pitch. It wouldn't surprise me if you do. But you have perfect voice pitch. You know what a voice is supposed to sound like. Is this like your hell? Is this like, you know, is this like when you hear other people talking, is it like fingernails on a blackboard or something?
Jim, it can be if I let it.
Yeah.
I try not to obsess and work 100% of the time, but it's very hard to tune things out. I mean,
That's the way you've been able to come back on the show quite often.
This is the way I've been able to stand to do that, yes. No, I like your voice. Well, you have character in your voice.
Well, that's a nice. See, folks, isn't she nice? That's a nice way of saying. But we can still.
Interesting.
yeah, that's such an interesting voice you have there, Blessing Game. Well, at least you're not mean. That's the good thing about it, Renee. So, what can we do to? Well, I know one of the things you want to talk about is helping
customer service.
Reaching out to customers and making sure that we've got our best voice for our customers. How do we do that?
Well, I was drawn to this article that I read in the Forbes Small Business magazine about a company in California. And a man by the name of Mike Faith, and I think that's a perfect last name, who has a company called Headsets, and it's a $30 million company. He, instead of going the robot direction, instead of trying to get people off the phone as quickly as possible, he decided to turn around and invest in the voices of his call receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working out, according to this article, phenomenally well. I mean, I think this could signal a return to customer service. Instead of getting people off the phone as quickly as possible, he bonds them to the company, and 50% of his business is repeat business, which is pretty strong.
Well, you know, let me interject something here, Renee. One of my pet peeves is any small business that uses a recording system, a computer system to answer their phone. Now, I get it if General Motors can't do it. I mean, you know, they get so many calls. I mean, I don't care about the big companies. They can take care of themselves. But when the little companies, when I call a small business, and I'm in a real small business, and I'm put into this recording system where I've got to dial this number to get this. Right, exactly. When I get that, that really upsets me about small businesses. And I want to talk to a human being, and I don't care what their voice sounds like.
Well, that's his whole point, that most companies either opt for outsourcing or automating. And who, I mean, think of the golden rule. Who wants to, what do you prefer? You know, a robot or a cheery voice with a smile in it?
Right. Well, you know, I'm the last person to tell small businesses not to automate. In fact, that's been one of the things I've been consistent about for decades now is hire, don't hire people to do a job. Find the technology to do the job and hire a person to manage the technology, but
except when
it comes to
direct
talking to,
contact
right.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. with the customer. If you can make customer service a competitive advantage,
what you said is essential. That's not an option, Renee. In the 21st century, for small business survival, that's imperative.
But you're right. Anywhere else, you can cut costs,
mm-hmm.
except for direct contact with customers. And that just seems so obvious to me.
Well, I have a rule that I tell, that I write about, and then I talk about it when I speak, Renee, and that is this: never make a customer touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you got to do. And because I've gone to a business where they made me use their technology, and it wasn't convenient. It was convenient for them, but it was inconvenient for me. Well, that's a mistake, I think.
Right.
So back to the voice, though. Now we've got it. We've got everybody who's turned off all their little computerized answering machines. They got real people answering the phone. How do we improve that?
Well, one of the things that this company does, Jim, is involves a voice coach in the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice coach gives the prospective employees a series of tests.
Do they know they're being tested by a voice coach?
The article didn't say, but it sounds like they're not keeping it a secret.
Because, you know,
if you have somebody asking you to go, ma, 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 na, 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 you could bet there's a voice coach back there somewhere.
I'm so glad you've never asked me to do that, Renee. But I fear, folks, that it might happen in the next segment. I don't know. But yeah, if I were interviewing for a job and they put me in a room with somebody, I would either be thinking that I'd gone to an asylum or something, or I was being interviewed by a voice coach, which could be the same thing, right, Renee?
No question.
Stand by. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out what you can do to do a better job of reaching out and touching your customers with your voice. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Renee Grant William. I don't know if she has perfect pitch, folks, but she has perfect voice. She certainly knows what a perfect voice sounds like. And even though when they aren't perfect, it really annoys her. She still does my show, and we appreciate that about her. Renee, the book is called Voice Power. You also have a DVD, or video, I should say. It's called Vocal Masterclass, right?
It's turned into a DVD.
It is a DVD, okay.
Formerly.
So they get to see your beautiful face on this thing, huh?
And I have a warm-up tape, which is good. Warm-up CD. I'm still living in the Flintstones area.
A warm-up CD, is that like where I wear leggings and leotards, or is that
on your head?
Oh, okay, just a voice warm-up.
Just
I got
a
you.
Voice warm-up.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So where can they get these things? The book and the CD, the DVD.
At my website,
which is
www.myvoicecoach.com.
MyVoiceCoach.com, and so folks, check it out when you get a chance. And the book, I know, is selling really well. It's been out for a while, and it continues to sell well. Folks, I encourage you to do that.
It sold more books last year than it sold in the first 2 years.
Well, what do you expect? You've been doing my show now for how long? I mean, where do you think all this came from, Renee?
I think it came from this show.
Of course it did. That's what I'm talking about. Renee, we're talking about reaching out and touching our customers and doing it well.
Yes.
We work so hard as small business owners to get people to come to see us, to show us some love, to call us, to look for us, to walk in our door. We work so hard to get people to do that. We don't have, most of us small business don't have that many customers. It's not like we have a million customers or anything. So we can't really afford to lose anybody along the way. So why would we put up these impediments, which are, you know, some kind of artificial technical impediments to when customers call? I don't want, the computer, if somebody hangs up on you, if somebody leaves on the phone without realizing,
right,
without getting what they want, that computer's not going to ring you up and say, hey, I think we just had I think John Johnson just called and he's not happy. Computer's not going to do that.
Right, exactly. You need the human touch, and that's what this company, Headsets Inc., is trying to do. He doesn't have... He doesn't use scripts with his people. He likes them to respond to the real needs. He educates them on the company, and more than normally they would be educated. And then he allows them to have real conversations and encourages them to take time. Take more time instead of getting them off the phone as quickly as possible. And his costs for all of this, he estimated, is $84,000 a year, which is only represents 0.3% of his revenue.
For a $30 million company, that's not a lot of money.
Yes. And he says that when customers call, it's almost as if they've been looking forward to it. And I know myself that if I can get a good service rep and get someone to have a relationship with me, I know they will try to understand my problem, and I feel they will help me. And a tremendous amount of that, Jim, is in the way they use the voice. That's what makes this...
It's not just the words they use, it's the voice they use?
Right. He wants his people to answer with a smile. You know, you can project a smile right through that telephone wire and into the ear of the person on the other end. And you can also project gloom and dissatisfaction.
Well, a lot of it is the energy you put into your conversation, isn't it? Isn't that one of the things? You can feel energy, can't you, through a phone line?
Exactly. You can, when you put energy into through the phone line, like I always encourage people not to think that they're speaking into the mouthpiece, but they're traveling through and speaking directly into the ear of the person they're talking to mentally push through the telephone line.
I like to imagine the face of the person I'm talking to.
I like to imagine the ear.
Okay, well,
but
you're in the ear. You're into ears. I'm just glad you're not into feet, Renee. I want to see their. I want to. You know, I try to imagine their faces.
Sure.
And so that's a good thing.
And their face changing in response.
Right.
To what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And if you're doing that, you're making a connection. If you're imagining their face, and if you're doing a good job of that, then basically, you can pick up on the little nuances of whether they're happy or not.
Right.
Can't you?
Oh.
But the voice. I got about 45 seconds. Tell us, how does our voice play into this?
When you speak with a deep, rich, committed sound, and you breathe low in your body and engage the muscles of your legs, the lower part of your body, in the act of powering what you say, you give off the sense that you're committed to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you just breathe high and speak high up here around your neck and throat, it sounds like just part of you is...
So you're saying put a foundation under your voice.
The key is support.
Yeah.
Use your legs. Stand up. I always stand up when I'm making a...
I do my entire 2-hour radio show standing up.
That's great.
I never sit down. You're right about that. Hey, thank you for being here. Good job today, Renee. Very much. Give us the website again, please.
www.myvoicecoach.com.
Don't forget, that's Vocal Master Classes, her DVD, and Voice Power is her book. Thanks, Renee. Right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.